Bill, welcome to the Afternoon Express. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you, Liz?
I am good, thanks for asking. Although I suspect I'm not quite as good as you because, yeah, I'm not getting any accolades these days. No awards or anything. And you are having one heck of a year. We're talking because you are one of the bands, Chilliwack is one of the bands that are being inducted into Canada's Walk of Fame, calling it the Rock of Fame, which is quite amazing. How did you react when you found out?
Well, you know, that's a great thing. It's lovely. It's earlier this year, I was inducted into the Canadian Songwriters Hall of Fame, which was a lovely thing. And Chilliwack's already in the Canadian Music Hall of Fame and the BC Music Hall of Fame. And now we're going to be in a sidewalk in Toronto. It's great.
I think you've got all the Hall of Fames covered.
Yeah.
And listen, you're in BC, right?
That's right.
Right. So if you need someone to look after your piece of sidewalk, let me know because I'm local. I'll buff it up, pick off the gum, whatever you want.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's sweet. Yeah, that's good.
It is a pleasure to talk with you. And, you know, as I mentioned to you before we started the call, is like we do play a fair amount of Chilliwack. We love our great Canadian hit songs from the 70s and the 80s and the 60s as well. One of the things, like, I never get sick of hearing certain songs, but what I'm asking you and the other artists that we're talking to is there a song of yours that you know the audience wants to hear, whether it be My Girl or What You Gonna Do, and you know in your heart you're like, I can't play this song anymore, I'm tired of it.
Well, I'll tell you what, back in the beginning, in the early 70s, that kind of thing happened. We'd get a new song and we'd put it in our set, we'd record it, whatever, we'd play it for like 6 months and that was it. It was like, it's old. Now, I wrote a song, I think it's about 4 or 5 years ago, we still call it a new song. So you know, I really appreciate our audience. I really appreciate people being there. And it's not just appreciation, it's that we connect. And when we connect, we do what it says in Fly at Night. You know, we basically, we take off together. And, you know, that's always been at the heart of my love of performing and making music is what happens together with the audience. So, you know, and the more I've thought about that and the more I reflect on that, the easier it is to play songs like we play songs from the 60s. We play songs from the 60s as well as, you know, My Girl, which was in the early 80s and What You Gonna Do. But, you know, Fly at Night and Lonesome Mary and Reno, even a song called 17th Summer, which is a real jammer, which is what we used to do in the early 70s, but a lot of bands did. So I enjoyed them all.
Well, it's interesting. We talk a lot about music history on the show and, you know, doing research, find out about songs that, you know, artists thought would not be a hit, turn out to be, you know, the biggest hit of their career. And likewise, songs maybe you think are going to be great fall flat. So it's really interesting how, you know, it's how unpredictable, I guess, it is. What's going to take off and what isn't?
You know, I didn't think much of My Girl when we'd finished it. I mean, I thought it was a really excellent arrangement and production and everything, but I wasn't that moved by the song. And we sent it out to our management. And a couple of days later, I got a phone call, picked up the phone, and it's my manager going, gone, 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 she been gone so long. She been gone, gone, gone so long. It's a hit.
How do you feel about encountering all the other acts that are also being honored, you know, like Glass Tiger, Platinum Blonde, April Wine, The Parachute Club? I mean, it's just a delight to give the list, but what's it going to be like for you all to see each other? Do you know each other? Is this going to be a first time meeting?
No, we do mostly know each other. There's a couple bands that I don't know well. I've met the people, but a lot of the bands, we're out on the festival circuit most summers, and we run into them, and we have a lovely time together. It's so interesting being quote unquote mature, because you know, when we were out there trying to get our hits and everything in the 70s and 80s. And 60s, We were in competition with each other. And, you know, it was a different thing, different feeling. But now it's like we're, things have settled and we're really happy to see each other. We know that these people understand us and we understand them because we've lived similar lives. We've been doing the same work. And so it's kind of a pleasure to just hang together.
Well, we're looking forward to having you here in Toronto. Thanks so much for taking the time out. Great talking to you, Bill.
Thank you, Liz. I appreciate your support.